Instagram or on our website at restoredministriesint.org.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, come on in. Let's jump on in. Hey, glory. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, oh Lord. We bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Father, we bless your name right now, oh God. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would have. We have any room that none of your word would ever fall close to the ground. Father, I declare and decree, Lord God, that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I declare and decree that this word, is forever settled. It's high glory. It's forever settled. Thank God. Good morning, Brother Doug. Glory. Hey, Coach, how we doing? Hey, glory. Now, listen. Do me two favors. Three favors. One, give God a praise. Two, share the broadcast. Three, grab your Bibles and something to write with, and let's go to this word. Amen. Ha, glory. Woo! The devil's in trouble today. Father, less of me, more of you, none of you. None of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, I declare and decree that this word shall go forth, and it shall activate healing, salvation, and deliverance. Father, I declare and decree that this word, when it goes forth, Father, it's going to activate our glory. It's going to activate 5785 in their life, their season of multiply and abundant grace. Father, I declare and decree that as this word is received, that the power of God, the dunamis, his ability, woo, our glory, his power source has been activated and turned to full power in their life, oh God. Father, I declare and decree that this word shall not only be a word of power, but it'll be a word of comfort. Woo, my God, it'll be a word of comfort and peace. Father, I declare and decree that this word shall be a word of comfort and peace. Father, I declare and decree this word shall be a word of comfort and peace. Father, I declare and decree right now that as this word goes forth right now, oh my God, that it's going to activate, ha, glory, their purpose and destiny. Ha, glory, their purpose and destiny. Woo, their purpose and destiny. Woo, Father, your word says, whom God foreknew, you predestinated. Woo, my God, our glory. And Father, they will finish the race. They will finish the course. They will reach the goal. They will reach, they will reach, they will reach, they will reach. Woo, ha, ha, our glory. Oh, my God. Father, I declare and decree that today is their day of promotion, breakthrough, and increase. Father, it's their day of promotion, breakthrough, and increase. Let me say it one more time. This word, our glory, is activating their day of our glory. Woo, my God. Hey, glory. Want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the Word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we know that you can't separate God from his Word, but it also says in verse 12 of John chapter 1, to as many as received him, the word, he gave to them his power, his dunamis, his ability to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now listen, here's the key to the teaching today. Here's the key. You must receive his word. So all you got to do is just receive it. Now, there are three steps to receiving the word of God. One, you have to hear the word. Good morning, Sister Joyce. Amen. Listen, listen. First of all, in order to receive the word, you first have to hear it. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. The word follow in the Greek means to imitate. So first of all, you must hear the word by, you must receive it by hearing it, which means that you're going to imitate it. That means you become the word. You allow the word to saturate your total being so you can, number two, hide it in your heart. David said that I hid thy word deep in my heart that I might not sin against God. So number one, you hear it, then you hide it. Then number three, you do it, you execute it. Okay, James said, don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. See, doers of the word. You must do the word. Come on now. If you are, our glory, oh my God, if you're ready to receive, come on, someone type, it is so. Here we go. Now listen, we've been right here teaching about what our season is. It's 5785 is our season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? Right out of the scripture. And for today, we're just going to use Romans chapter 5. Okay, Romans chapter 5, for time's sake, look at verse, glory, look at verse 19 and 20. For by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Now, I want you to get this. By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So now here's the key. You didn't do anything to become a sinner because of what Adam did, because of what Adam did, it activated sin in the bloodline, okay? So by the obedience of one, now what Jesus did, it activated a pure blood, the blood of Jesus, to be transfused into the bloodline, shall many be made righteous. So now, here's the key. Here's the key. Let me just go ahead and let's get rid of all this, all this unnecessary mess that's in the body of Christ. Our glory. When you receive salvation, the Bible says, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was born, died, rose again, shed the blood, paid the debt, because Jesus, Yahshua, did this for us. We receive him. We repent, okay? The word repent means a change of mind that leads to a change of life. So in the Bible, I believe it's Paul, he says, our glory, when you repent, he's faithful and just to forgive you. Now, faithful and just to forgive, that word forgive means to release. So that means when you receive salvation, it didn't have nothing to do with whether or not you were baptized or not. When you receive, when you did the first step, when you receive the salvation, when you receive Yahshua, Jesus, the word of God, woo, back into your heart, okay? Now you were made righteous, okay? Okay, now verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense or sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. This is why the Lord said that 5785 will be your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Now, why is that? Because grace, God gives you grace to fulfill and do his purpose. Come on now. I'm trying to explain this slowly because I want you to get it. Grace is for the purpose of God. It's not just unmerited favor. It's an empowerment that God gives you to fulfill his heavenly purpose for your life. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now, I want you to get this. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Woo, come on now, somebody give him praise. Hey, glory. Come on now, somebody give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, my God. See, the devil, high glory. He's shaking in his boots right now. Woo, my God. Hey, glory. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, my. Somebody better get. Oh, my God. Somebody's going to get this today. Woo, my God, my God, my God. See, I'm taking my time this morning because I want you to get this. Now, listen. When you receive anything this morning, if something hits your heart, sow the seed, okay? You are sowing a teruma seed, okay? You're sowing it directly into the hand of the priest. When you sow this, I'm speaking the blessing of the Lord right now over your life, okay? So now, when you receive salvation, Father, high glory, and just go ahead, just repeat after me. Say, Father, your word says, when I repent, when I change my mind, that will result in a change of my life. High glory, you are faithful and just to forgive and release me. Father, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. Let your blood that paid the debt cleanse me from all unrighteousness, all the way back to Adam. Father, right now, cleanse, transfuse my bloodline. And Father, I turn my back on the devil and I turn my face toward you. Father, I seek you first. Woo, and your righteousness. Now add all the things necessary for me to do what you call me to do. I only do what I see my Father do in Jesus' name. Now, when you prayed that prayer, when you repeated after me, whether you were saved already and just needed a bump, just needed a cleansing, just needed a restoration, or it might have been your first time, you are saved. That's the word. That means you were just made the righteousness of God. Oh, come on now. Woo, come on now. See, you can't do anything to become. Oh, my God. You didn't do anything other than repent. Okay? When you repented, you were made. Oh, come on now. I'm trying to get this in your spirit right now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. You're going to get this right here. Ah, glory. Come on, you're going to get this. You're going to get this. I want you to see it again. Woo, my God, you didn't do. Listen. When you receive salvation, okay? When you receive salvation, God made you, or he remade you, or he restored you back to your original position, which was the Son of God. Woo, that's why in John chapter 1, verse 12, to as many as received him, the word, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. He didn't say slaves, servants, slaves. No, you're not a slave servant to God. You're a son of God. Why? Psalms 82, I have said, ye are what? Gods, and you are all children of the Most High. That word Most High, that phrase is El Elyon, the Most High God. That means he gave you back. All of your ruling authority, woo, dominion and authority like he did in Genesis chapter 1. Let us create Adam, mankind in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. So you were put back into your place of dominion. Now you're just walking out your relationship. Come on now, somebody give him praise and say, I receive it. It is so. Come on now, get it. Woo, my God, my God. This is what the devil didn't want you to hear this morning. He didn't want you to hear it. This is why, woo, my God, my God. This is why he did everything that he could to keep you from getting to this message. Come on now. Woo. Oh, my God, my God. So now, so why is this so powerful? Okay. Why is this so powerful? Because when you begin to understand, okay, that when God did what he did, okay, He did something, okay? Now remember, I said that this word is to activate your season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? So here's where we're going. Go to John chapter 10, verse 10. Now let me just prove it some more. See, some of us have been going to church, but you ain't been living. Oh, come on. Come on. See, that's going to mess somebody up. See, here's the thing. You receiving and walking and, first of all, what is faith? Faith is belief with equal or greater corresponding action. It's not just a hoping and a praying, okay? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. That's not faith, okay? Faith requires you to do something, okay? This is why Hebrews 11:6 is the actual definition of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, because first of all, faith is to please God. For he that cometh to God, okay? He that runs toward God, he that seeks ye first the kingdom of God, he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that do what? Diligently what? Seek him. That word seek means to chase and run after. So now you're chasing after God, you're running, but faith, belief or believing with equal or greater corresponding action. That means you're applying action with what you believe. Now, Reverend Ike said this: when you believe in the presence of God within you, you become God in action. Now, why is this so key? Because first of all, in order for you to operate in faith, you must first activate understanding. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. But with all of your getting, get understanding. The wisdom is the what to do. The understanding is the how to do it. The wisdom is the thoughts, the will, the word of God. The understanding is the spiritual discernment and perception to how to get it done. Can somebody, woo! Amen. Fayetteville, North Carolina. Amen. Sister Joy, I send a word, a prophetic word to you right now in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Woman of God, I hear the Lord saying right now, get prepared and get ready. Oh, my God, my God. Prophetess Joyce, I hear the Lord saying, if you haven't already done it, get the business. I'm not talking about the ministry. Get the business. God has given you some prophetic, spiritual kingdom ideas that the Bible says he gives you gifts to profit with. He's given you some ideas that will financially take care of you and the ministry, and based on what's getting ready to come on the earth right now. Get prepared, Sister Joyce. Ah, glory, because it shall multiply and increase. Oh my God, quickly and exceedingly, when you begin to apply the action to what God is showing you right now, the business and businesses, not just one, you'll have multiple streams of financial income just by doing. The Bible says, write the vision down and make it plain, so he that read it can run with it. Put the, oh my God, allow God to put the business plan together for you. Keep it close to the hip. Stop telling everybody what God told you. Everybody ain't with you. Oh, my God. Keep it to yourself. Oh, glory. With you and your spouse or your partner, whatever it is, and you begin to walk out the steps. And trust me, before the next high glory, 365 days, woo, it'll be multiplied six plus figure income. Woo, my God. And he says, stop worrying about money, because I've given you exactly what to do to be financially wealthy in Jesus' name. Come on now. Type, I receive it. It is so. Don't forget to sow your seed. Amen. Now listen, John chapter 10, okay? Verse 10, it says, well, look at verse 7. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be what? Saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. See, when you sow, oh my God, when you begin to activate your relationship with Elohim, the Father, you can go in and out and find pasture. He's not some omniscient master trying to deal with servant slaves. No, he's Elohim. He's your Father trying to nurture, train, and prepare you for the inheritance, woo, of your purpose and wealth and connection to your Father. Okay? Oh, so you don't believe me. Okay, okay. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to have to go here. Galatians chapter 4. I want you to get this. Come on now, Galatians chapter 4. I want you to get this. Now, listen, every time you get something that hits you, sow a seed. I'm trying to show you how God's going to do it in your life. Galatians chapter 4. And we're probably going to end here for today. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to stop. Because you're going to be walking this relationship in this life, not as a servant slave, but as a son of God who has all the rights to receive the inheritance and wealth, prosperity and health of the Father. Now remember, I said you are sons. Okay, you are sons. And the word says you are sons in several places, okay? Galatians chapter 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant. So if there was no difference between the heir or the son and a servant, he would not have said it, though he be Lord of all. So heirs are Lord of all. Servants can't be Lord of anything because they do not have a right. Galatians chapter 1 verse 2. But they are under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Notice he didn't say to the time appointed of God. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the what? Adoption of what? Sons. He didn't say servants or slaves. And because you are sons, okay, now he put it in the present. Because you are sons, God sent forth the spirit. Now, ladies, when I say, when it says sons, it has nothing to do with gender. Because God is a spirit. I'm created in the image of God. So my spirit is neither male nor female. The only thing that makes me male in this earth is the shell that I'm housed in, okay? And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son, capital S, into what? Your hearts, remember? Hide the word in your heart. Crying what? Abba, Father. The word Abba means daddy. Verse 7. Now let's prove it. Wherefore, you are no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. The whole purpose of salvation is to reconnect you to your sonship and your inherent birthright as a divine offspring, the divine child of Elohim. Come on now. Oh, my God. Come on now. Grab your seat. The Bible says, oh my God, see, there it is right there. See, the Bible says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Okay, God's kingdom is built on Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So when you sow your seed, okay, it's been up there all the time. Amen. High glory. High glory. You're sowing into your relationship. Come on now. Come on now. Ooh, come on. You're sowing into your inheritance. Bible says, given it shall be given. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Okay. The first way you can give, if you want to sow directly into the ministry, use our PayPal or the QR code. You can scan the little QR code. And it will take you to our PayPal link, and you can sow seed there. Or if you have a PayPal and just want to use PayPal, use Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L. If you want to go straight from your account straight into the ministry account, you can use the Zelle Banking app and go from your account straight into it using our Gmail at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L at gmail.com. You can also use the Cash App and the website, okay? Now, what I was talking to you earlier about, which is called the Terumah, sowing directly into the priest. Ezekiel 44:30 says, and the first of all first fruits of all things, and every oblation, that word oblation is a Hebrew word, Terumah, of all, of every sort of your Terumah shall be the priest. And you shall give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause, speak, prophesy the blessing to rest or remain in you, the house. Because Paul said, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, how to do this? You use my Cash App at $ProphetMDBryant, okay? Now, when you sow today, sow from one of the denominations of the season, 5785, okay? 5785, 157.85, 557.85, 5,557.85, whatever you want to do. But sow the seed. Do it right now. The Bible says, two things. God loves a cheerful giver. And two, our glory. Oh, my God. He that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. He says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man shall sow, that shall he reap. Why? Because the kingdom's built on seed time and harvest. You cannot have access or receive a harvest without first sowing seed. And listen, understand that when you sow a seed, it leaves your hand but never leaves your life. Listen, I'm receiving harvest from seeds that I don't even know where they came from. It might have been yesterday, last year, 10 years ago. But listen, God makes sure he keeps account of every seed that you sow. Father, I thank you. I speak the blessing of the Lord. As they sow the seed, as they sow the Terumah, Father, I speak from the north, south, east, and west that they're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. It's multiplied, it's increased 1,000 times more in Jesus' mighty name. Now listen, don't miss the Sunday morning hour of power with me and Prophet Tanya Bryant, 7:30 Mountain Standard Time. I promise you, you will be blessed. See you then.